Judith Collins has denounced what she calls the deeply concerning misogynistic narrative that has developed around the sinking of the naval ship Manawanui in Samoa. The Defence Minister announced details of a court of inquiry into the ship's sinking today, but as senior political correspondent Jenna Lynch reports, Collins refused a Samoan local's request for an apology from the New Zealand government.
As the Manawanui went down, fears of an ecological disaster rose.
This is our island. This is our paradise. This is our home.
Some locals have taken to social media to express frustration.
No one's told us anything. No one's told our neighbouring village anything of what's happening and what to do.
Scared for what it means for their beautiful home and sad they haven't been acknowledged.
I didn't hear an apology. So sorry this has happened. Nothing.
We're dealing with the government of Samoa. We're not making individual comments on individual complaints. We're obviously deeply traumatised. Frankly, our Navy has gone through a very tough time.
As shipping containers bob to the surface, as seen in this footage shot by RNZ, the Navy is monitoring the ship for any environmental impacts. At this stage, it thinks the main tanks carrying about 950 tonnes of fuel are intact, that the leaks are only coming from the fuel lines.
There is obviously fuel coming out of Manawanui. We've seen that from our P8. As the minister mentioned, it's tracking away from the island.
But the damage is unknown.
I know we get a lot of assistance from New Zealand, but that doesn't mean you can't say sorry for killing our corals, killing our fish, endangering our marine life. There should be an apology there somewhere, at least.
Anything like that, government to government, would be dealt with by the Prime Minister, if at all. So I think it's, you know, it's not for me, it's not for the Navy, it's actually something we would look at in the appropriate time, once we know the damage.
The one who should be getting an apology, according to Judith Collins, is the ship's commander.
The one thing that we already know did not cause it is the gender of the ship's captain.
Commander Yvonne Gray has been subjected to ridicule and abuse from trolls online simply due to her being a woman.
I'm appalled to see the comments online from these armchair admirals. People who will never have to make decisions which mean life or death for their subordinates.
The abuse has gone beyond Gray to other women in the Defence Force being harassed on the street.
It's disgusting. It is impacting our people. And it needs to stop.
I was shocked. I thought, seriously, we're 2024. What the hell's going on here?
A loud and clear message from the minister: sexism will not be tolerated.
Okay, Jenna, is there any indication yet on when we're going to get some concrete answers on how the ship sank?
That is the $100 million question. I'm told the Chief of Navy has asked that Court of Inquiry to give him an interim report back by the middle of next month. As to when the public may get any answers, though, that will be much longer, though I'm told months rather than years. We were also told today that any salvage efforts would likely take months, probably not helped by the fact that the Manawanui, the ship that has sunk, is the only one among the Navy's fleet that is listed on the Navy's website as having salvage capabilities. This really couldn't have come at a worse time. Samoa is getting ready to host the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting. King Charles is coming out. World leaders are coming out. Christopher Luxon is going to have to face up to them and hope that they can't still smell oil in the air coming off that boat while he still has no answers as to how it sunk. Judith Collins says this is not embarrassing, that sometimes bad things happen and it's how you handle them that you should be judged by.
Jenna Lynch there, live from Parliament in Auckland.